Hello, I'm Tim Peters. I'm delighted to be joined by Jane Pratt, and the two of us will be reading part two of this edition of Chatterbox, with support from Rosemary Scott, who will be providing us with a ghost story. First, as usual, we have Information Desk.
We have a number of pet messages this week. Firstly, thank you, Bob Spear and Mrs. Ellen Berry, for the stamps. We will send them to Vision Norfolk for their collection. Mrs. Barbara warns, we are glad that you enjoyed listening to the Chatterbox recordings on your new, clearer memory stick player. Mr. Jeff Crute, we are also glad that you enjoyed hearing and learning about Norfolk Yellow Pea products and the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Thank you for your note. Thank you for your message, Mrs. Mary Tirrey. Do not worry about sending your memory stick back late. It is only a recommendation that you send it back on a Tuesday, and it was late because of the Royal Mail. We definitely do not mind. We would rather that you have enough time to listen to the recordings. Thank you, Mr. Richard West, for your note. We will pass on your comments about having a short track titles to the editors.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
Yoga classes. The sessions are fortnightly on Tuesdays and are held at the Bradbury Activity Centre from 1 till 2 p.m. or 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. The cost is £7 per session. Booking is essential. Please phone Richard Polly on 01603 573 000 or email richard.polly@visionnorfolk.org.uk. The next session is on Tuesday, the 16th of November.
Creative Writing Club. Have you something to say? Ever felt the urge to write? If so, come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. Vision Norfolk runs a group that'll give you the opportunity of expressing yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The Creative Writing Club costs £4 per session, and it meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the Bradbury Centre. The next meeting is on Tuesday, the 16th of November.
Motor cruiser trips. These take place on the third Thursday of the month. Our minibus leaves the Bradbury Centre at 12:30 p.m. and returns at approximately 5 p.m. The cost is £15 for the motor cruise, with payment to the Nancy Oldfield Trust, and £5 for the minibus. At present, we are asking all passengers to do a lateral flow test and a temperature check prior to using the minibus, and to wear a face mask during the journey, and to use hand sanitizer. Please contact Mark or Helen to book your place. The next trip is on Thursday, the 18th of November.
Come and join us at the Theatre Royal Norwich for Dick Whittington and His Cat. Saturday, the 8th of January at 2:30 p.m. with audio description and awaiting confirmation of a touch tour. Join us for the rags to riches tale of a young man leaving home with only a spotted handkerchief and his cat on an exciting quest for fame and fortune. Tickets are £27, and this includes a sighted companion ticket if required. To book, Call Mark or Helen by November the 26th, please.
A letter from Christopher Stile, Transport and Highways Technical Officer at Norfolk County Council. Transport for Norwich, St. Stephen's Street Project Update. In September 2020, we carried out a consultation on proposed changes to the St. Stephen's Street area of Norwich. Since then, plans have been revised in response to the feedback received, and the new proposals approved for construction by the Transport for Norwich Joint Committee in June this year. We're writing to let you know the main measures included in the revised scheme and how to find out more about the Traffic Regulation Order, TRO, being advertised that will allow us to carry out the changes. Summary of revised scheme. The aims of this project are to improve facilities in the area for pedestrians and public transport users by enhancing the look and feel of the area, creating additional space for waiting bus passengers and pedestrians, reducing bus delays by making it quicker and easier for buses to pull in and out, improving the pedestrian links between Norwich Bus Station and the city centre. Following consultation feedback on the initial proposals, the revised scheme includes new sawtooth bus bays with new bus shelters, increase in number of bus stops on St. Stephen Street from 10 to 12, new paving and road surfacing, including pavement widening and new landscaping to give more space for those walking through the area, reconstruction of pedestrian islands and crossing points, more seating, relocation of the St. Stephen Street Hackney Carriage taxi rank from outside Lakeland to outside Marks and Spencer, with additional spaces for taxis on Red Lion Street and Castle Meadow. This will increase the overall number of spaces from 5 to 6, assuming 6 metres per space. Full details of these proposals and a plan may be viewed at norfolk.gov.uk/St Stephens, or you can request hard copies, large font and other formats by ringing 0344 800 8020. These legal notices will also be available to view on site in the St. Stephen Street project area. You can find details of how to object to the TRO on the notice, which will be with TRO documents on norfolk.citizenspace.com. If you have any general queries in relation to the orders or the project in general, please feel free to get in touch. The deadline for TRO objections is Tuesday, the 30th of November, 2021. Background and next steps. Following advertisement of the TROs and consideration of feedback from the consultation, it is anticipated that work is due to begin in January next year. We will keep those in the St. Stephen Street area updated with further public information notices where appropriate.
Norfolk County Council would also like to bring the following traffic regulation orders to your attention. Castle Meadow, western side, outside numbers 3A and B, that's outside the British Heart Foundation. 1, to install a new 12-metre Hackney carriage taxi rank by removing 12 metres of no loading at any time. And 2, to increase the length of the existing DRT bay to 8.5 metres, by reducing the existing 30 minutes loading bay to an overall length of 14 metres. Red Lion Street, western side, outside numbers 17 to 27, that's outside Five Guys. to install a new 6-metre full-time Hackney carriage taxi rank by reducing an existing dual-use 30-minute loading bay stroke evening Hackney carriage taxi rank to an overall length of 13 metres. St Stephen's Street, from the St Stephen's roundabout to Rampant Horse Street. 1. Replacing the existing 10 bus stops to provide 12 new bus stops, with 6 on either side of the street between the roundabout and Surrey Street. That's outside numbers 15 to 23, 29 to 37, 55 to 63, 14 to 18A, 26 to 32, and 48 to 62. 2. To remove a DRT vehicle bay outside number 13. And 3. To move the existing 30-metre Hackney carriage taxi rank from outside numbers 14 to 20, that's outside Lakeland, to a new 22-metre rank outside numbers 2 to 10, that's outside Marks and Spencer. Full details of the proposals, including plans and draft order, can be viewed online at norfolk.citizenspace.com. They may also be inspected during normal opening hours at Norfolk County Council, County Hall, Martineau Lane, Norwich, or via transportfornorwich@norfolk.gov.uk. However, during the current epidemic, staffing levels have been reduced and viewing online would be recommended in keeping with the government guidelines. Any objections and representations relating to this order must be made in writing and specify the grounds on which they're made. All correspondence for these proposals must be received at the office of NP Law, Norfolk County Council, County Hall, Martineau Lane, Norwich, NR12DH, marked for the attention of Mrs. Simmons by the 30th of November 2021. They may also be emailed to trafficorders@norfolk.gov.uk. The officer dealing with the public inquiries concerning this scheme is Mr. C. Steele. Telephone 01603 224450 or 0344 800 8020.